Greetings and welcome to Vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
I'm Mary.
And I'm Terry, a bountiful vegan.
Today we're going to show you how to make vegan French toast.
Yeah. For those of you who are considering a vegan lifestyle, get happy! The vegan version of French toast is cholesterol-free. Because we don't use any eggs.
Or milk products at all.
No animal products whatsoever is true.
The vegan French toast we're making today, we're calling piña colada French toast. And the ingredients are half a teaspoon of cinnamon, a teaspoon of vanilla, 3 tablespoons of agave,
1/4 cup of shredded coconut, 1/4 cup of whole wheat flour, and full cup of coconut milk. So the first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna have to toast the coconut.
I'm going to turn the oven, the stove onto a medium heat. We're just gonna throw that in. So you wanna get it a golden brown.
While Mary's toasting the coconut, I'm going to cut our sprouted whole wheat loaf into 8 pieces. This makes 4 servings. And so it'll be 2 slices per serving. About 3/4 of an inch is what you're gonna make this each slice. This is a sprouted whole wheat, which keeps a lot of the nutrients because you've got the germ as well as the grain itself.
So we're gonna make our batter now.
1 cup of coconut milk.
Coming up.
This is great. If you have the fresh coconut, I'm gonna say use that. This is our 1/4 cup of whole wheat flour. And this is
our 3 tablespoons
of agave.
So this is 1 teaspoon of vanilla. This is 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon.
Delicious. Yeah. One of the ways to kind of keep from eating too much sugar, to curb that, is to use cinnamon. It kind of keeps you from wanting the sugar. So I'm gonna start this up now. Yes. We wanna put that coconut in here.
Yes, we do.
Good. So you got 1/4 cup of toasted coconut.
And you know, with all the ingredients, you can really play with that and make this your own recipe. This is just the way we find it the most delicious.
So I'm just gonna get it going. Okay, now your mixture here, you're gonna wanna pour this into
just a flat rectangular square container, which we actually have a square container. It's perfect.
And the reason, Mary?
The reason is you want to be able to get the bread soaked the quickest and have it really penetrate.
A
bowl will be hard because you can only get 1 or 2 slices in.
And you know, put as many as you can fit in there to start soaking.
We'll flip them a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then we're just gonna let them soak a moment.
Oh, okay. So it's soaking up all the deliciousness now. It's soaking up all the good stuff, and you're going to be really thrilled when this gets soaked up. Okay, well, you know what? While I'm soaking this, we will see you back here in just a little while.
Just a moment.
As as I'm allowing the bread to soak up all this wonderful coconut mixture, let me tell you some of the benefits of coconut milk. Coconut milk is a natural immune enhancer, as well as a rich source of protein and electrolytes, specifically calcium, potassium, and chloride. The saturated fat in coconut milk is made up of short-chain and medium-chain fatty acids that the body quickly turns into energy rather than storing as fat. Although coconut milk is high in saturated fat, it actually helps with weight loss. Now, Mary is, this is ready.
Mary's about to start
this first half.
You can hand me that.
All right.
Our vegan butter.
A margarine that has absolutely no animal fat in it. Exactly. No animal product whatsoever.
And it really tastes good. We don't feel deprived at all. We feel like we have a really good buttery substance. So this is probably about a tablespoon and a half. We're going to start with in our pan.
Just enough to coat your pan, to get it all started.
Okay, and I've got it on a high heat, which will really get this having a nice skin on the outside, but the inside's going to be nice and moist and tender. Uh-huh. The beauty with the kind of bread we used is that it's a real hearty bread. So as you see, it's going to still keep its shape as we put it in the pan. We give that probably about 3 minutes on each side. So
it's so exciting, Mary, because you can make a great meal and yet it can be really, really good for you.
Well, I love the combination that we have really healthy food and it tastes really great. So we never feel deprived.
Coconut milk is an excellent option to milk products. For those who are lactose intolerant, or for those who choose to follow a vegan lifestyle.
Or both.
Coconut milk also helps reduce the risk of heart disease, cancer, and stroke, as well as promoting a healthful digestion. Now, my family has a history of heart disease. So my nephew is like, Uncle Terry, I don't want to go in that direction. And you know, thankfully, I have not gone in that direction myself. Because we all seem to follow our family diets.
Yes.
Whether they're helpful or harmful. So, you know, for me, I chose not to go that direction. It's about making that choice for yourself. And living a vegetarian or vegan lifestyle gets you there. It gets you there. Pay attention to what's happening to you. Pay attention to what's happening to your family, because a lot of that stuff follows you. And doing something for yourself so that you can be around for, if you have children, your children, and their children, so that you can be around for your dreams, the things you want to do in your life, pay attention. Ooh, that's looking good.
Okay, well, this is done.
It's time to do some more. I'm going to grab this dish here.
Okay, perfect.
And let's just start laying some of this product in it.
Okay, here we go. So we're going to leave plenty of room for the other four pieces that are coming along.
Yeah! Okay. This is going to be lovely. And here's your vegan margarine.
Perfect.
Vegan. That's nice.
Two more to go.
That's pretty.
That is.
That's lovely.
Beautiful.
You
okay.
See?
So again, about 3 minutes on each side. After about a minute and a half, I flip it just to make sure it's not going to stick to the pan. So altogether, it's about 3 minutes per side.
Now, there's more to this dish. Surprise! I'll be right back.
We're getting our golden brown. I'm going to cook each side. Another minute or a half or so.
That's
How's it good. Going over there?
That was great, because there's a topping.
Here is where the real piña colada thing comes in.
Now this is a soy yogurt. Mmm. See, you're already salivating. I see you. And this is a soy yogurt with all the probiotics in it.
We have a cup of soy yogurt.
That's right.
A cup of vegan soy yogurt.
And then we're going to have 2 cups of these pineapple chunks. I have here 1/4 cup and 3 tablespoons of agave. And this is so that we can have that nice sweet topping on the top. This is delicious.
And not get all the highs and lows of regular
sugar. Exactly. Remember, this is our low glycemic. Yeah.
Here we go. So we're going to plate this. So we have our remaining 4 pieces.
Lovely.
Oh, that's beautiful. Wait till you see the sauce on top.
That's perfect. Now, over to the sauce. Now, everything that we had, I put into the blender, which was the soy yogurt, the pineapple, and the agave. And what do?
Blend it up!
Okay, I believe
that's pretty.
Yeah, that looks about right.
It's going to be a nice yellowish color.
Yeah, it's nice
gonna go
and yellow.
Great with the brown.
Got a little thickness to it. So, what I'm going to do, I'm just going to pour some of this on.
Oh, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
That's the idea.
And then we'll save a little bit for our guests if they want to add some more later.
That's true.
They're all set to go.
So you just put it in a nice little tiny pitcher. One of the main ingredients in the sauce today is soy yogurt, which is very high in probiotics. And we chose it for that reason. Probiotics are known to be beneficial in maintaining a healthy balance of gut flora. Many studies suggest that the good bacteria contained in probiotics are associated with controlling Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. To learn more about the benefits and up-to-date research on probiotics, you can visit www.usprobiotics.org. Now, you know, this would be really cute with
some
bananas
and whipped cream.
Ooh.
Maybe some strawberries?
Oh, I'm getting excited.
Oh, cool.
You guys, let's try that. Let's try that. Okay, so Mary, we've chosen to garnish our French toast today, our pina colada French toast, with organic strawberries and
an organic banana.
Organic banana. And I'm just gonna slice this up right now. So I'm moving that, and then we go here. So we're gonna have some cut strawberries
there.
That's lovely. Perfect. And now I'm gonna cut this nice, fresh, organic banana.
We love buying organic fruit, and we do that as much as we possibly can.
Oh, yes, we do. You notice I just cut off the ends, and then I score the peel, and then I just open it up and release that delicious banana.
Wow.
Isn't that gorgeous? And then I'm just gonna slice it up a while.
Oh, that's going to be a lovely contrast to this.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of yellow, the white fruit, and some red.
Oh, that's good. You know, and it's nice to have a lot of colors. I like to just put some of these just right here. What do you think? Think just a little bit of banana everywhere. Because we're going to serve it from here.
Just be really creative. Whatever looks the best to your eye is the way it's going to go.
That's
okay, let me fill in this gap here. And so we have one more finishing touch for this.
Oh,
and this is just if you want to make it extra, extra special.
Oh, this is a vegan whipped cream. This is a whipped cream that you're absolutely going to love. And it's made from rice.
So just give it a good shaking.
Shake it up, shake it up.
Woo! That's part of the party. Part of the breakfast.
And then
party.
What we're gonna do is we're just gonna create
little dollops. Okay, little dollops
just
of it.
Make it really cute.
Okay.
Lovely.
So there is a well-rounded, healthy vegan breakfast. And this is our piña colada French toast.
Piña colada French toast!
So, vegan appetit.
Good. Okay, now we get to taste our delicious vegan French toast.
I'm excited.
Piña colada French toast.
Oh, that looks so good.
Ooh,
yeah.
We get a little of this whipped cream.
Wow.
Gotta have it.
Oh, that's pretty.
A little strawberry to go.
That is pretty.
Oh, look
how colorful
that is. Maybe a little bit of banana.
Oh, wow.
Okay. You know what?
What?
Mary, you've got to taste it. Oh. Here, try it.
Thank you. Mary, that was delicious. You have to try some.
Oh.
Okay.
Now I get to try some.
Let's see how this goes. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, here we go. Is that delicious? We made a delicious vegan brunch. Yay!
Delicious.
Try it.
Thank you for watching Vegetarianism, the noble way of living.
I'm Mary.
And I'm Terry.
A bountiful vegan.
Be veg.
Go green.
To save the planet.
For more information on Mary and Terry's bountiful vegan treats and delicious ways to live, please visit bountifulvegan.com.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.